Do you consider yourself an outdoor enthusiast? Put your skills to the test and head out to the Hikers Challenge. It's going to be at Blue Blaze Brewing Saturday, June 24th from 2 to 6 p.m. Yours truly, Bill Barty, outdoor guy here on the Carolina Outdoors, as well as over at Jesse Brown's here in Charlotte, is going to invite you to come out to the brewery to participate in a few challenges. We've got Lace a Boot Up quickly and securely, trying to race against time against other competitors. Fly fishing, another challenge that's going to be going on. Try to deliver your fly by fly casting it just to the right spot. Start up a fire, campsite style, and the tools will be provided for you to do it, as well as set up a tent. Prizes are going to be available, including a cabin stay for two nights at Beach Mountain here in North Carolina. So head on over to the Hikers Challenge. It's going to be at Blue Blaze Brewing Saturday, June 24th from 2 to 6 p.m. Welcome, everybody, to the Carolina Outdoors. Whether you're listening via the airwaves of News 1110 99.3 WBT, or maybe you're a subscriber to Carolina Outdoors at WBT.com, as well as JesseBrowns.com. All four segments are broken down for your listening pleasure. Depending on the topic that most interests you, just click on podcast and it'll all pop down. We also invite you to post comments and participate in any dialogue via Instagram or Twitter, or lastly, our Facebook page. Just type in Jesse Brown's and it'll all pop up. TJ Boggs sitting across the screen from yours truly, again, Bill Barty. Have you all ever heard of East Mondo, North Carolina?
Never heard of it.
That's Long Island, North Carolina.
That's in New York. That's not here.
That's not here, is it? Well, we're going to find out a little bit about it, because 3 years ago, our next guest, author and historian Chuck McSwain, wrote a book. Gosh, I've got a speech impediment here on WBT. Chuck McSwain wrote a book about it. I love the title, A History of Lake Norman, Fish Camps to Ferraris. He also appears in Our State, Lake Norman Currents, the Charlotte Observer, the Fayetteville Observer, and more. Chuck McSwain, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Man, we want to learn a little bit about our past, namely a couple of towns that many of our old school listeners will recognize, East Mondo and Long Island, North Carolina. Chuck, tell us about those towns.
So these are on the very, very tip of very northern tip of Lake Norman. What today is Lake Norman, in the past they would be up there on the Catawba River. This would be the Catawba, Lincoln County area border there. And they were mill towns. And Monbo gets its name when the mill owner opened the mill in the late 1800s. He thought there was a beautiful mountain, he said, that you could see from there. So he called it Mount Bo, which means beautiful mountain in French. But the mill workers didn't speak any French, so they changed it to Monbo. So that's how it gets its name. And then Long Island is also up in the same area there, and it's just a Long Island in the middle of the Catawba River. And the water was important because these areas were made for water powered mills. This was before electricity when they got started. So and they were right there on the fault line. So the water could come rushing down and power the mills through water wheels.
Well,
so that's kind of the history of that.
So these villages, and of course it's documented in your book, A History of Lake Norman, Fish Camps to Ferraris, came out 3 years ago, but here on the Carolina Outdoors, it's a timeless type treasure that we can always revisit and learn a little bit about our history. I think both of those towns roughly had 100 or so people in each one. But in that small village, or both of those small villages, they were pretty thriving little towns at the heart of the textile industry here.
Oh, sure, yeah. You would have every. They were self-contained, you know, little villages, little cities. You had everything you needed right there. So when Lake Norman did come along in the 1950s, it was a struggle for some of the folks to leave because that was the life they had come to know for generations.
Yeah, so tell us about that. How did the towns come to a demise? What happened to those buildings? We'll post them up via our Facebook page, Jesse Brown's CLT, and Instagram as well, so that you can see these buildings. They're not just little tenement buildings. These are massive textile mills.
Right, yeah. And so East Monbo was destroyed in the flood of 1916. It was rebuilt later. But like any area underneath Lake Norman, it had to be cleared by Duke Power when they created that lake. I think a lot of people, especially newcomers to Charlotte, don't realize that that's a man-made lake, that it wasn't there until the early 1960s. So they basically cleared that area. Some of the workers in the mill, which were Long Island Mill, operated until 1959, until they actually started putting the water through that dam at Callan's Ford. And some of the mill workers were allowed to move their houses to other places. The mill itself was leveled, but the foundation was left because it was going to be deep enough. And that's a trend throughout the Lake Norman area. In the areas that were going to be deep enough, I mean, the buildings were just left. So the foundation of the Long Island Mill is still at the bottom of Lake Norman, the very northern tip.
The foundation is there, as well as the dam that was used by the mill as well.
Right. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's that a lot of people would not realize that there's a lot of everything that was there is still intact underwater. So Long Island itself doesn't exist anymore. There are still some road signs for Monbo, but these places are underwater now.
Wow, that we've got some aerial photographs. I don't know, Chuck, if you dug them up or someone else dug them up, but we have those photographs that show the placement of the foundation and of the dam via aerial photograph. So cool. We'll get those up too, as well as proper attribution. Hey, Chuck, our guest is Chuck McShane. He's a historian and author. The book that came out a few years ago, and he writes several articles as well, A History of Lake Norman, Fish Camps to Ferraris. Just tell us about the title of that book.
I thought it really captured the journey of the Lake Norman area. It was from a very rural area, place where you would, there were a lot of fishing shops around and fish camps, where you'd go to, and there's still a few around, where you go on Friday night to get fried fish, bring your catch to get cooked. And today it's this really booming upper class elite suburb. Where Michael Jordan has houses out there, several NASCAR riders have houses, NASCAR drivers have houses out there. So it's it just captures that journey.
It's all come full circle. You could mix a little moonshine in there probably too.
and that's another story that's in the book, is that it was a main route before the lake was there. NC 115 would be a main route for Wilkes County moonshiners to get stuff down to the speakeasies in Charlotte. So there were a lot of chases and a few funny stories in the book about that.
Hey, I'm Bill Barty. TJ Boggs is over there. I guess Chuck McShane, we're glad that you're joining us here at News 1110, 99.3 WBT. Chuck, with all that being said, what is, and as a historian, an author, a man who's out and about talking to people, what is the health and appreciation of history of our area today in this area?
I think it's out there. I think you have to, because there's so many people who are not from the area. I mean, I'm from Fayetteville, so I'm a newcomer as well. That there's not a, I don't think it's a lack of appreciation. I just think there's not a realization that there is a history here because everything seems so new. But once you get talking to people about it, one of the groups I visit probably the most are newcomers groups, people from other places who want to learn about where they've moved to. So I think it's growing. There are a lot of, but you have to connect it through stories. It can't just be facts and figures. But I think people want to learn about their new home, and the folks who've been here for a while want to preserve that history. So I think we're in good shape.
Well, that's exactly right. I think people who have been here also want to be reminded of our history, because that is important. You can email him, chuckmcshane@gmail.com. He's also on Twitter, @ChuckMcShane. We're so glad that you joined us. You can get the book, A History of Lake Norman, Fish Camps to Ferraris, at any local bookstore here in the Charlotte area, or jump over to Amazon as well. Chuck McShane, thanks for being on with the Outdoor Guys here on WBT.
Thanks, Bill.
Off he goes. We're going to take a quick break and come back on the other side and keep on telling some stories. I'm Bill Barty. TJ Boggs is in. Don Yeager is on assignment in the Carolina outdoors.